在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, and welcome to Legal Lab's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. But first, a disclaimer. Although I am an attorney, the legal information in this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. Further, I do not intend to create an attorney-client relationship with any listener.Before I begin, I am proud to announce the release of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing, a new book by Mignon Fogarty that will be available wherever books are sold on July 8th. Reserve a copy now or pre-order one from your favorite online retailer. Today I will discuss speech limitations by private groups. Rob wrote, I registered an account at godtube.com. I posted a couple comments to two videos, and a few hours later my account disappeared from their website.I went back and read the terms closely, and I'm not sure their terms are legal. They've created a public forum and then limit what you're allowed to say. One term states, you agree not to submit or post any user submission to this site or transmit any user submission through the site that A, is contrary to the evangelicalization of Jesus Christ and his teachings or constitutes blasphemy or is otherwise offensive to our online Christian community.Do they have the right to limit what I say on their website? Can they really tell me that I can't be contrary to Jesus Christ in their public forum? Thanks, Rob. Free speech is a fundamental right enjoyed by Americans under the First Amendment. But free speech does not mean that every private group must let you speak. The rules that GodTube imposes are perfectly legal due to the state action doctrine.If you haven't tried GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to hold online meetings, you probably don't know how easy it is. Here's how it works. First, sign up for a free trial. It just takes 2 minutes. Schedule an online meeting in our advance or on the fly. Invite attendees to your online meeting. It's that easy. Use GoToMeeting for presentations, collaborating, training, or product demos. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 days.For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts for a free trial. The First Amendment to the Constitution provides, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right to the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.The most important part for today's discussion is, Congress shall make no law. The reason that this is important is that the text does not read, anybody in this country shall make no rule. The First Amendment and all constitutional maxims apply only to actions taken or enforced by the government, not private parties. This is generally known as the state action doctrine. So before the First Amendment even comes into play,Rob would have to show that the government somehow enforced the rules that GodTube created. It seems that GodTube itself enforced their rules by removing the comments and videos that Rob's posted. So notions of constitutional free speech simply do not apply. Turning to the issue of public forum, Rob's assertion that GodTube has created a public forum is incorrect. In constitutional law, a public forum refers only to areas owned or operated by the government.A traditional public forum is a public land that has been used as a traditional area to meet, protest, and speak. Common examples include the areas outside courthouses, city halls, or embassies. A designated public forum is one in which a governmental entity opens up its doors to the public for a limited time and purpose. A common example is a public school classroom. The members of the public are not always allowed to speak here, but the government might open up the classroom during a school board meeting for the purposes of discussion and debate.However, these concepts do not apply because GodTube is not the government. The website is free to create a speech forum and place restrictions on the content of the speech. Even if free speech were implicated, it is important to note something that Rob's question misses. GodTube's right to free speech and association. By posting Rob's comments, the website might be seen as endorsing the substance of the comments. GodTube has a right to limit the postings to messages that it wishes to disseminate.Just as GodTube could not force Rob to post things on his website, Rob cannot force GodTube to post his comments. So while some people visiting GodTube might consider the website's message biased or limited, given that it censors out comments that are contrary to its views, it is well within its legal rights. It is a private entity that is free to publish almost anything it likes. Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. Be sure to check out all the excellent Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts, including our newest member, Naked Green Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for an Earth-Friendly Life. You can send questions and comments to legal@qdnow.com or call them into the voicemail line at 206-202-4LAW. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.